Well, there's one group of Australians have the right to do something none of the rest of us have. The right to assisted dying. In Victoria, they passed laws to allow voluntary euthanasia. New South Wales could be next, with a bill likely to hit the House after the March election. But how successful it'll be depends on who gets into the upper house. Mark Latham could hold the balance of power, and then there's changes to the Shooters Party too. Shane Higson from Dying with Dignity, what's the position of the One Nation candidate, Mark Latham?
Well, we're not really sure, Bill. There was an article in the Herald last Sunday which mentioned that Mark used to be a supporter of voluntary euthanasia, but he's now rethinking his position. So that's a really important thing for supporters of voluntary assisted dying legislation, because he could very well hold the balance of power.
Because interestingly, One Nation voters support assisted dying big time, don't they?
That's right. A poll that was taken in Queensland last year showed that One Nation voters were by far the greatest supporters of voluntary assisted dying. They were asked a number of questions, and in all of them, their support was even greater than Greens voters. The highest support was actually 95% when asked if they would like the option of voluntary assisted dying to be available to them if they were terminally ill and suffering intolerably. 95.4% of One Nation voters said yes. So we know Pauline Hanson has always been a supporter of voluntary assisted dying. However, One Nation representatives do not have to follow that policy. They are given a conscience vote, and we've seen some One Nation representatives block assisted dying bills or bills related to assisted dying.
Now, as I mentioned, there have been changes in the Shooters Party too. Do we know how their new MP stands on it?
No, we don't. Again, a very interesting question, and I hope that we get answers. The Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party in the upper house blocked the last assisted dying bill in late 2017. Robert Brown has now been replaced by Mark Banasiak, and we would love to know what his position is.
I'm talking with Shane Higson from Dying with Dignity. Shane, we know that the people want to have access to voluntary euthanasia. So how important do you think it is for us to know the position of candidates before we vote?
Well, I think it's vital because, as you said in the introduction, you know, that could make the difference. We missed out in 2017 by one vote, literally just the week before Victoria passed its bill. And so people like myself and other Dying with Dignity advocates were extremely disappointed. I'll actually be running as the lead candidate for the Voluntary Euthanasia Party. So Dying with Dignity has formally supported my campaign because we believe that it's the only way to send a message to the Parliament that this is an important issue. We want this law passed. We want the same rights as Victorians are going to have from June this year.
So looking ahead, Shane, would you foresee any assisted dying bill for New South Wales being similar to that in Victoria?
Well, it's likely that the voluntary assisted dying bill that should come before Parliament after the election, maybe mid-year, will be very similar to the one that the cross-party working group introduced in 2017. That cross-party parliamentary working group spent 2 years drafting the legislation. They had 31 different drafts and they consulted with community members and other key stakeholders. So it's very likely that the bill, it won't be an identical replica of the Victorian legislation, but honestly, the bills are very similar. They are for people who are dying. They are for the terminally ill who have unbearable suffering.
Yeah.
But they are for competent adults. So people with dementia and Alzheimer's would not qualify. People who are suffering from disability would not qualify.
Yeah.
You have to be terminally ill and dying and still competent. And there's many other safeguards. Two doctors obviously have to confirm the diagnosis and the prognosis. So there will be similarities, but they won't be identical bills.
Well, good luck to you, Shane. Good luck to you. And I really support everything you do. Thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
Yes, thank you, Bill.